Oh, yeah. My name's Marcus Carrasco. M-A-R-C-U-S-C-A-R-R-A-S-C-O. I'm a lab aide and just here to cut up fish.
My title
is a lab aide. Okay. Like, because I'm aiding him in his studies. So.
But you also do a lot of other
things. Yeah, so whatever.
Do you ever work with the tribe, with Bad River, or is it with Glyphwick?
It's with Glyphwick. Anything that I've done like that has been with Glyphwick. Okay. Once you're like in here, they tend to want to use the employees that they got. So it's like if something comes up like shocking stuff like that, they'll ask internally like who's available for how long, and that's where I got connected with Butch and them on that. So because we had a little bit of a lull where we weren't getting fish, so it was I did the fish that we did for the lakes that we got, and then it was I got to go shocking for a couple weeks, and that was a cool experience and everything. Learned a lot, like I said, learned a lot doing that. And yeah,
you're also an enrolled member of the
I'm an enrolled member. I've lived here my whole life. I was trying to say before, doing stuff like this really means a lot to me. It makes me feel like I'm making a difference. Like, I guess everybody kind of wants to like feel like they're doing something positive, you know. But doing this type of work really makes me feel like I'm doing a doing something positive. And
what's the difference between you when you were younger and you guys would harvest and then share with the community versus the feeling now when you're on this end?
Well, I still do that. Like if I'm hunting or fishing and I'm getting a lot, I was always taught like you share with your family, and it's just I guess being on this side of it, I'm more aware of like the consumption end of it, because again it was just like load up on fish, like have all the fish you need, you know, like have enough fish that you know it's gonna last you a year. But now it's like I'm learning about how much is safe, a safe amount to consume, how much is not a safe amount. Like I used to think eating fish twice a month was like normal, or even more, like maybe like four times a month was normal. But it's really not. Like, you shouldn't be doing that. Like it's just not good for your body. It's not good for your family and everything. And I didn't know until like talking with Josh and everything more, and reading about mercury and like methyl mercury and stuff. But that doesn't just affect you. It affects your descendants. Like your kids and like their kids are going to be affected by the mercury intake from you. So it's. Yeah, so it's a little different, but I feel like it's important to know, it's important to be part of. So
it's got to be a better feeling not only you're helping provide, but you're giving knowledge with.
Oh yeah, exactly. Like I was telling my wife and like my kids, I was like I used to think we can just sit here and max on the fish because it's like we got it, you know. Like, but I always tried to give them the smaller fish, you know. But now it's like, dang, like we got a bunch of fish and we can't eat it like we used to. Like we already, for this month, we already had fish, you know? So it's like, now we gotta wait. But again, it's not, I might have a lot of fish, but it's not just for me. Something might come up or somebody might pass away. There you go, there's some fish for that. Or somebody has like a ghost feast or maybe it's not something like that. Maybe it's somebody's birthday and they really wanted a fish fry. So here you go, man. Like, do it, have at her. So, yeah, I was taught to share. I was taught to like, don't be greedy. So.
So where does walleye rank in it? What's the importance of it being walleye here?
It's walleye. Like, I don't know. Like, it's this walleye is just, it's just the, it's just very important. It's been a very important resource to, well, not just my family, but like everybody's family, like in the Indian community, like forever. Like, it's been here. It's just like sturgeon. Sturgeon is very important too, but the walleye is, it's, everybody wants to eat walleye. Like, nobody, like, because sturgeon's like a, it's like a bottom feeder, not looked at as like primo, you know. So, but walleye, it's, everybody wants to eat walleye. It's top notch, A1. It, this guy, he never had walleye before. I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, dude, you'll blow any other fish. I don't care how you prepare it. It smokes any other fish out of the water. Like, it could be salt water, fresh water. Like, don't. It's just the best fish, okay? And it's just, it ranks high because it's just so good. I don't know how to. It's just a very important commodity. Like, and it's because of that being. It's just hard to describe. It's just, it's like deer. Like, deer is just something that's, it's just been part of our culture forever. Like, it's like, it, you just can't take it away. Like, so, yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's hard to describe, but it's just, if I was to put it, it's just because taste alone, you know, like, just taste-wise. Like, you can put it up against any fish out there, and it's going to blow them off the market. Like, off the mat. Like, just, you can fry it, you can bake it, you can saute it, you can poach it, like, you can do like anything you want with it, and you can make that taste incredible. Like, you can even burn the crap out of it. And I'm telling you, like, we went fishing one time. Dawn, she's the treaty specialist here. She made fish tacos and burnt the crap out of the meat, and it was still bomb. Like, I'm telling, like, it's just a great fish. It's yeah, like I was telling you before, people don't worry about smelting stuff in the springtime. It's like, man, we're all about our walleye. Like, you, yeah, I'm growing up, kids were always like, oh, smelting season's right around the corner. It's like, smelt, man, we're worrying about walleye over here, man. Like, I'll save some for you. Like, but yeah, it's just something that, it's just been part of our people. Creator gave it to us to help sustain us. So it's very important. Again, just like deer or anything else. Like, it was placed here for us to sustain us, so we can make it and to carry on the next generation, you know. So again, I want to be able to guarantee my kids I can catch them something, you know. Like, so it's, yeah, it's all about sustainability, I guess, is like why it's so important. Like, we want to be able to provide the next generation with this, you know. Like, I never thought about it, but that my ancestors really fought for my ability to come out here and go set net and harvest fish. So it's, yeah, it's just important. I don't know what else to say, man. It's just part of who we are. Just, it's like anything else. You got all like the trees and stuff too. It's just part of who we are. Like, you got maple trees, part of tapping trees, you know, like we're making our syrup and our sugar and stuff, and it's just part of who we are as a people. So that's why it's important. It's just, it's a resource that Creator put here for us to sustain us. Like, and we've been taking advantage, like, good advantage of it for thousands of years, and I would like to see it continue as long as possible. So doing stuff like this, doing work like this, really does make me feel like I am providing that, you know. So, yeah. Sorry if I was just rambling on there for a little bit, but it was just, yeah, it was just like,